Hi, my name is Chance.
Hey, this is Joel Streeter.
Hi, guys, it's Phil Coyne here from Beat Jeff's The Masses.
Hey, gang, it's Jason.
Hey, this is Sergey from Sam I Am.
Tim from Insomnia Radio Baltimore.
Hey, guys, this is Michael with Insomnia Radio Florida. And when I'm not out tipping cows...
When I'm not busy on a European tour or eating burritos or watching TV or not getting high because I don't do that, I'm listening to Scott.
And you're listening to Scott.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
And you're listening to Scott Tinetti on Insomnia Radio.
San Francisco! I'm back.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And now here is your host, Scott Tinetti.
Woohoo! 20 episodes in! Tonight it's going to be a little bit of a party. I'll explain why later. For now, just enjoy lag wagons falling apart.
Hello! Welcome to the show. Thought we broke up years ago. What's up? I just shit my pants. Careful, then I lost. Good times. Just blew out my knee. I'm falling and I can't get up. Oh shit! I think I broke my back. Where's the wheelchair? I'm on school. I'm playing out. Osteoporosis, glaucoma, and neurosis. The vultures are coming up above all the heads. Second verse, the same. First, I forgot the words again. Raider, lost my inhaler. Who's got a smoke for the caper? Hold on, let me catch my breath. Alright, I feel better now. Take it to the bridge.
I'll never be Ozzy on stage when I'm 50. I look like Elvis by the time I'm 40.
We're already bogus. We're already fading. We'll never be the Rolling Stones. I'm staying home.
Now here's our Friends of the Family segment, courtesy of Insomnia Radio, Insomnia Radio UK, Insomnia Radio Orlando, and Insomnia Radio Baltimore. This is Curb Slider with Carry On Screaming on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Your life. Slow down, hold back, you embarrass.
Hey gang, welcome back, and sorry for the silliness for this episode, but I just thought I had to do something kind of quirky for episode 20, and so I just kind of, you know, mashed up a lot of the station IDs and artist IDs and stuff that I have received in the past, and kind of mixed it up a little bit. And in keeping with the mix it up theme, I'm actually recording this podcast on Friday night, September 22nd. The very first time in, you know, the first 19 episodes were all recorded early in the morning, you know, amped on a couple of cups of coffee, or in the very early afternoon. And tonight, this Friday, I'm home alone. Well, just me and a bottle of Zinfandel. And not that white Zinfandel rosé crap that people drink, the blush, the rosé, the white Zin. No, Zinfandel is a red wine, damn it. It's dark, it's jammy, it's fruity, it's yummy, spicy. Okay. You just heard Curb Slider, a great band who has recently come into their own, embracing podcasting. And as I mentioned, they are a Friends of the Family. They hail from the UK, and they have been played on those shows that I mentioned in the family of shows, Insomnia Radio proper, Baltimore, Orlando, UK. And just really, really good guys. They're talking up the Insomnia Radio family of shows on the radio, on the web, whenever they can. And I'm hoping they make it to the States, because I know we would love to see them here. And that was their track, Carry On Screaming. You can find out more about them at curbslider.com. That is K-E-R-B slider.com or myspace.com/curbslider. And before that were East Bay indie punk stalwarts Lagwagon with their song Falling Apart. It comes from their album Blaze, released on Fat Records back in 2003. And, you know, I thought it was a fitting song to introduce the podcast with, not just because, you know, falling apart, and in the song he's talking about body parts falling apart, getting old and stuff. Well, Insomnia Radio San Francisco is getting up there. I never in my wildest dreams imagined that I would be recording an episode 20 and that I would have some devoted listeners and subscribers as I do. So thank you all for joining the ride, and I hope I don't disappoint in this one. Even though I'm not caffeinated, I might be a little tipsy. So anyhow, let's see what I have up next on the set list. Here is a brand new track that was just sent to me this week by a band called The False Positives. It's called We Are the New Low. Enjoy. The band is The False Positives. The song was called We Are the New Low. Hope you enjoyed that. Check out more about them at myspace.com/thefalsepositives. And when I first heard this song, I thought, a little rough around the edges, but it reminds me of one of my all-time guitar god, icon, heroes, whatever you want to call him, Bob Mould from Husker Du originally, later Sugar, and then just as a solo artist. But this kind of sounded like Husker Du back in the SST days, but a little bit louder, at least on record. So check them out again at myspace.com/thefalsepositives. And coming up, I don't think I have a lot to just blah blah about, but I don't know. Maybe I'll think of something to say. Probably not something witty, but I'll think of something nonetheless. Coming up, I have The Morning Benders with their track Grain of Salt. Enjoy.
Take my heart with a grain of salt. It's been broken, but it's nobody's fault.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco. strikes on her victims, your heart's on her plate. She's a killer, Mel the killer. She's a killer. She's a beauty, a beauty queen, not a thinker, or so they think. She seems so weak, Bella Killer, better Bella Killer. Cause when she moves, you can't hear her. She dampens my mood, enters my space, in a spy in every city.
Again, if there's any theme involved with this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco, it's that of mixing it up. So while I started out with some, you know, pretty fast-paced rockin' tunes, then I kind of threw you a little curveball there and gave you some different stuff, but equally good stuff. The last track you just heard was from a band called Wire Graffiti, and the song is called Bell the Killer. And you can find out more about them at wiregraffiti.com. Now, remember, graffiti is spelled with two F's and one T. So, you know, let that, that's my my typing lesson for the day. And for those of you in the Insomnia Radio Forum, you know what I'm talking about with typing lessons, don't you? And for the rest of you, it sucks because I just threw out there a total inside joke and whatever. But if you don't want to be on the outside and you want to be on the inside, insomniaradio.net/forum. And they have a show coming up. I believe it's tomorrow, Saturday night at Blake's. And I just lost their MySpace page. Damn it. Blake's on Telegraph in Berkeley tomorrow night. So do check them out if you're in the area and can. And before that, you heard the Morning Benders with their song, Grain of Salt. They're also playing tomorrow night, but in San Francisco at the Bottom of the Hill. So with the Botticellis, which is a band that I've played on a couple of occasions. And it's also a band that's featured on a forthcoming mixtape, which you can grab, again, if you are a member of the Insomnia Radio Forums. InsomniaRadio.net/forum. Do go check it out. It's really cool. There's a lot of cool people in there spouting nonsense. Getting off topic. It's all fun. It's all good. It's a good time. So let me think. Oh, the one thing that I wanted to talk about earlier that I completely blew off was Curb Slider won as the Insomnia Radio Artist of the Week a couple of weeks ago. And when Jason does his polls on insomniaradio.net, he asks you to vote for your favorite band of the episode. Pretty simple, right? Sure. So he sends out a message to everybody that that he's got email contacts with, especially the forum, and he posts, you know, it to the show notes, says, you know, go in here and vote, damn it. And he also sends one email to each of the bands that he plays, says, you know, have your fans check out the show. We played you on the show, go check it out. And Curb Slider won by landslider, essentially, and took in a whopping, I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like 80% of the votes. And which is really cool because they've got a huge network of people that they've contacted to get that Insomnia Radio Artist of the Week, which will turn into a contest of the Artist of the Month, then later the Artist of the Year. So stay tuned, insomniaradio.net, for all your contest goods. Okay, I feel like playing more music now. I've featured them before on two separate podcasts way back when. They are called The Mayfire. This is their song, Love Letter. They just sent me the CD this week. It's an absolute killer CD. Check out the song. I hope you like it.
Thank you. If I told you that you wrote my name in the sand, told me truths I couldn't stand, what would you think of me? If I told you that you came to me in a dream, would you think less of me? Pictures frame by
Chris Fibberts with his song Frame by Frame. You can check him out at myspace.com/Chris Fibberts. That's ChrisVibberts. He pretty much does everything himself. On his MySpace page, he lists that he plays guitars, keyboards, including Rhodes, Planet, Analog Synths, Hammond A100. He plays drums, bass, percussion, vocals, sitar, accordion, melodica, drum machine samples, kitchen utensils, garbage cans, marimba, concertina, toy instruments, musical saw, kazoo, slide whistle, bones. I would say that he left out the kitchen sink on that one, but he mentions kitchen utensils, so I'll let him slide on that one. Good stuff. He's got some songs available for download on his MySpace page. So please do go check Chris Fibberts out. And before that was The Mayfire with Love Letter. I believe that was the song. God, I'm... Love Letter, yes. Entirely unprofessional. Maybe I should stick to recording shows in the morning with only coffee, and not shows at night where I might be inclined to take a glass of wine or two. So sound off, Scott at insomniaradio.net. Here's my question of the week. I'm trumping you, Jason, which is essentially a non-work safe. Fuck you, Jason. Here's my... That sounds awful. He knows I love him. I'm kidding. Here's my question of the week. What do you prefer? Caffeinated Scott or tipsy Scott? That was totally impromptu. Did not even think of that. Oh, my God. I apologize for those of you who were expecting to, download and listen to a quality episode. The music is quality. The monkey behind the microphone, not so much. So before that was Mayfire with Love Letter. Check them out at themayfire.com. I think they are slowly but surely becoming the Insomnia Radio San Francisco darlings, much as Recliner or Chance or The Thieves or a number of other bands that Jason's played on insomniaradio.net, because I really dig their stuff. Okay, last but certainly not least is Bloomsday with their song Ghost Ship. These guys amaze me. They astound me. I am honored to play their music, and apparently they're honored that I'm playing their music, so it's kind of this mutual admiration society thing going on, which is cool. And as I mentioned in a few episodes ago when I played their song Ramona Part 2, they have extended the offer for me. They've invited me to sort of comment on the progress of their forthcoming album. So I will be in touch with them shortly and hopefully meeting up with them, hanging out in their practice studio, hanging out at a bar, listening to their music and just talking about music in general. But here is Bloomsday with Ghost Ship. Thank you so much for, if you've made it this far, listening to me. This has been episode 20 of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And just think of it. There's a full another 10 episodes ahead before you get to an actual milestone. So you don't have to listen to me blah, blah about, oh my God, it's 20. How cool. I only think it's cool. Probably nobody else does. All right. That's it, guys. Thanks again for listening. I'm shutting up right now. Here's Bloomsday with Ghost Ship. I love them. You should too.
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.